Eagles Entertainment.
Welcome, Eagles everywhere, to the Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. The 2023 NFL Draft is over. I'm here at the NovaCare Complex. It's just finished. Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni holding their press conference to officially end things as far as a media standpoint. Eagles still putting together their post-draft rookie class. But what a weekend it's been for the Philadelphia Eagles. It started on Thursday night, and it just ends on Saturday. What words do you describe to really do justice for the weekend the Eagles have had? They selected seven players. They made five trades. They acquired veteran running back DeAndre Swift from the Detroit Lions. And it is really a just great feeling kind of draft. The Eagles obviously doing a lot of different things to move around, use their assets, and make the most of what they had coming into this draft. And it continues a very strong offseason. So let's talk about it. We know that you know the players the Eagles have selected, so let's go through them one more time. Pick number 9 in round 1, Jalen Carter. The Eagles moving up to get the defensive tackle from Georgia. We will speak to him in just a few moments. He was drafted on Thursday night, came in on Friday, along with the 30th overall pick in this 2023 NFL draft. Nolan Smith, a defensive, just edge player, outside linebacker, pressure player, great against the run. Eagles obviously thrilled at their first night haul, moving up just one spot from 10 to 9, sending a future draft pick to the Chicago Bears to make sure they got their guy in Carter, and then the Eagles staying put at number 30 overall to take Nolan Smith. On Friday night, the Eagles selecting from the University of Alabama tackle Tyler Steen, a left tackle at Alabama. He'll move around the offensive line here. The Eagles want to take a long look here. There is still a question as to who will start at the right guard position. So Steen maybe will get a look there. And along with players like Cam Jurgens and Jack Driscoll and Sua Opeta, the Eagles have some competition along that offensive line, building in the trenches once again. Once again with a big, big player from a big-time school. In the next pick, round 3, 66 overall, just one pick after Steen, the Eagles taking from the University of Illinois, Sidney Brown, an all-purpose player, 6 interceptions last season. Eagles very, very high on him. And then Saturday, just, it's been a remarkable day. Normally Saturdays are kind of slow and you never know, but boy, oh boy, was this an action-packed Saturday. Before the draft even began on Saturday, the Eagles swinging a trade, sending a future draft pick to the Houston Texans, and giving them the 3rd selection in the 4th round in this draft. Pick 105 overall. Another player from Georgia. Their 3rd selection from Georgia. Their 5th selection the last 2 seasons from that school. This time, 20-year-old Kaylee Ringo, a cornerback, great size. Eagles feel like they can develop him and really work with him along with Darius Slay and James Bradbury, another young cornerback to add to the mix here. Eagles extremely high on Ringo. In round 6, pick number 188 overall, Philadelphia taking from Stanford Tanner McKee, a quarterback, big, strong-armed quarterback who comes into the room that Jalen Hurts and Marcus Mariota and Ian Book already there. Eagles will look to develop Tanner McKee for a role down the line. And then Philadelphia in the 7th round, pick number 249 overall, defensive tackle Moro Ojomo from the University of Texas. Defensive lineman, played end at Texas, can play tackle as well. Again, Eagles building on the line. So it all starts at the lines, and that's the way Howie Roseman likes to build a football team. So let's get into it here on this Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group. One-on-one with Howie Roseman, literally minutes after the draft ended. Eagles breaking upstairs, having a couple of sodas, something to eat, still working the phones trying to get that post-draft class signed. Howie Roseman taking a few minutes to talk about what the Eagles accomplished in this 2023 NFL Draft. I know it's right after the draft. Howie, can you have initial reaction to what you were able to accomplish this weekend?
Yeah, I'm most proud about the people and the process involved with this weekend. You know, obviously these guys haven't proven anything yet, so we got to get them on the field. We got to develop them on and off the field, but just really proud about the time and effort we spent through this process. And then, you know, the results will come over the next few weeks, certainly the next few years.
Did it go the way you blueprinted it?
No, it never does. You know, I think
how close.
I think what we try to do is we try to go through every scenario, and then there's always ones that come up, and we'll kind of add them to next year. But I'm proud of our ability to adjust on the fly and to stay true to what we believed in. And I think when we look back at this draft, you know, the positions that we went after are the positions that have really set us up for success in the past, and hopefully will be in the future.
DeAndre Swift, why was he of interest to the Eagles, and what skill set does he bring that's so exciting?
Yeah, we were really excited. We are excited about the running backs that we've brought into the building, that are in the building, and so we weren't necessarily looking to upgrade that spot. I think from our perspective, when you talk about DeAndre, this is a kid we know from high school. You know, he's been in the building as a high school kid. He's a Philly guy through and through. He's exceptionally talented runner. He can make big plays in the run game, in the pass game. Obviously was available because of who Detroit took in this draft, and we felt like it was an opportunity to bring a local kid with tremendous talent and character back home.
After the Super Bowl, there was thought outside the building that the Eagles would have to rebuild the roster, that it would be very difficult. Mm-hmm. You feel like you rebuilt, or is this a reload, or do you not put labels on it like that?
Yeah, I don't think we put any labels on that. I think we just try to do the best possible job that we can every day when we walk in here. We tried to improve the team the best that we can with every opportunity that we have, and we look where we are every day. We look over our roster and see areas that we can continue to improve, and that won't stop. You know, that's not going to stop because the draft has ended. That's not going to stop in June, July, August. We're going to be relentless in our efforts to improve the roster, and we'll get a chance to kind of digest what we did here and see what the next area of opportunity is to improve the team.
You had Jalen and Nolan in the building after Thursday's mm-hmm. draft. What was that experience like? What did you kind of gain from that experience?
A lot of fun. You know, it's fun being around those guys. It's fun seeing the chemistry that those guys have. And again, we're just getting started with the two of them, and really excited for that possibility to get them in the building, to get them around our people, not only the coaches, but the people who are around the building, like you, Spuds. You know, they get a chance mm-hmm. to meet you. And I think that's the best part about this team is the people on and off the field.
I remember talking to you at the Combine. You said it may be different. That doesn't mean it's going to be worse.
Right. I think that's accurate. You know, I think that at the end of the day, it had to be different just by the nature of the salary cap, by the nature of the guys that we brought back and then we signed two extensions. But, you know, we're not looking to take our foot off the gas. We're not looking to take a step back. We're looking to do whatever we can to make the players on our team, the coaches on our team, and the city proud.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we're going to have scouting reports on the draft picks in the future. First, what we want to do is give you a chance to get to know the first-round picks, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith, two-time national champions at the University of Georgia, both stars on the nation's best defense, and they had time to speak with me on Friday after they visited the NovaCare Complex. Great conversations with the two number ones. First up, defensive tackle Jalen Carter. Jalen, you know, you were drafted 22 hours ago. Tell people, first of all, congratulations.
Yes, sir, thank you.
What do you do in these 22 hours? What have the emotions been like? Are you exhausted? Are you filled with adrenaline? What's going on in your brain?
Yeah, I'm a little exhausted, but I've been with family the whole time, and, you know, I've just been talking to them the whole time. We've been up, like, 2 o'clock just talking about football, who's on the team, what we could do in the future and stuff like that. It's just been fun.
How many of your text messages have you been able to return? Because I would imagine your phone just goes crazy.
Yeah, I actually, when I got drafted and walked across the stage, I actually, like, left my phone, and I lost it for a minute. So when I got back to it, it was going crazy. And I still can't get back to people that's texting me. I got back to, like, ones I know, like, family and stuff, but, like, friends, I couldn't get back to them. They ain't pop up and they'll go away.
What was the tactic with Roger Goodell? And had you rehearsed it at all? Like, did you give him a bear hug? Did you give him a light hug? Did you lift him off the ground? What was your game plan?
Yeah, I had a little handshake that I do back home with my friends when we, like, greet each other or laugh or anything, whatever. So I decided to do that with him, and I asked, can we do that? He was cool with it, and we did it on the stage.
Has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, it sunk in a little bit. I think it really sunk in when my name got called.
What is that feeling like, Jalen? And, like, do you dream of that since you were a little kid?
Yeah. You know, I always dreamed about going to the NFL, and that was always a dream. And, you know, now it's happening. Now it's reality.
All right, so you are a Philadelphia Eagle. This is a team that has embraced you in the top 30 visit. I know you had a great time on that visit. What does it feel like to have a team throw its arms around you and want you so much and want you to succeed so much?
It feels good, you know, having somebody, you know, that trusts me. You know, a team, not just one person, but the whole coaching staff, the GM, and et cetera. And just having them have my back, you know, it feels awesome.
And we just did a little event with some fans and little meet and greet, little autographs, little handshakes, standing ovation for you. Good feeling for you?
Yes, sir. It's a very good feeling.
It feels like this is a perfect match. Veteran team, a lot of guys to learn from, a bunch of dogs here, literally, Georgia dogs. Do you feel that it's a perfect match?
Yes, sir. I feel that it's a perfect match. You know, just because I got some teammates that I already know here. And it's veterans here that I could also learn from.
Tell me about yourself as a football player. What do you think your strengths are?
Strengths, everything. You know, I could stop the run, pass rush, block field goals. You know, I could do a lot.
When did you know that you were a really, really special football player?
I say in high school, like 10th grade, when I started having more fun with the game. You know, it was serious, but it was like I'm having fun. You know, I make a play, do something crazy, and I laugh, and then do it again.
Different, though. I mean, I would imagine in high school you just were so much bigger and stronger and just, like, kind of pushing guys away. It's not like that at the SEC level, is it?
Oh, no, sir. You know, it's a lot of guys my size are even bigger.
So what took you from that level of really being great in high school to being great and a two-time national champion in college?
I think it was just the hard work. You know, at Apopka High School, we was big on weightlifting. You know, I also did weightlifting competition. I came in second. But I think just me getting stronger in high school and then come to college and learning how to play in a college level and then using my strength and then all that coming together, it helped me a lot.
You played tight end in high school and you punted in high school too?
Yes, sir.
What kind of punter were you?
I was a good punter. You know, whatever you want me to get, I can get it there.
And what was your game like at tight end?
Oh, it was very good. You know, I could catch the ball. It was mostly blocking, but, you know, if they threw me the ball, I'd catch it.
Okay. RJ, so there's obviously you get to the NFL level, and you know that there are a lot of things to work on as well. Like, give me a little scouting report on Jalen Carter. What do you feel like you need to get better at?
I feel like I can get better at everything. You know, it's a lot of stuff that pop up on film that look good, but I also feel like I need work on, you know, with stopping the run. You know, keep your hands inside the offensive lineman, pass rushing, having a second move if your first move don't work, and stuff like that.
Do you consider yourself a pass rushing defensive tackle, a run-stopping defensive tackle, or somebody who does it all?
Does it all.
I love that. Great confidence. It's a game of confidence, right? Do you feel like through the course of your career you've become a more confident player with the more success you've had?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Just the guys I'm playing with and you know, the people around me. You know, Coach Kirby, you know, he put a big impact on me with, you know, team chemistry and all that, and I think that really helped.
You're joining a defense that last year led the league in sacks. You know the players, Fletch, BG. There's a lot of talent here. Obviously, Jordan Davis, who you know very well. What is it like for you to walk into that room? Is it you're going to be the new guy? You're going to have to go through all the things that first year guys go through. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to come put in some work and just learn from the veteran guys.
Guys that you looked up to in your career ever when you were growing up in high school and in college, did you look at the NFL and say, I'm like that guy, I'm like that guy, I'm like that guy?
No, I always felt like I was a little bit different from, you know, the average D lineman, and you know, I think it shows.
I love this. So the guy that people say that you're like, who also is from your hometown of Apopka?
Apopka.
Yes, where's that in Florida? What part of Florida?
It's like north of Orlando. Yeah.
Apopka.
It's like
30 minutes from Orlando. Is Warren Sapp. You've heard that before?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever met Warren Sapp?
No, but I actually heard he wanted to do a call with me, so I had to get on the phone with him.
Have you watched film of Warren Sapp?
Yeah, I used to watch YouTube videos of typing Warren Sapp, just watch some highlights.
Do you think your game resembles Warren Sapp, who's a Hall of Famer, so you're not there yet, but do you think from just the style and impact kind of thing that you guys look alike?
Yeah, just how athletic he is and how explosive he is. Yeah, I see some resemblance.
That must be pretty cool being compared to a Hall of Famer.
Yes, it is very cool.
Is he a hero back in that part of the world?
He's a hero to me, and I'm pretty sure he's a hero to everybody in the pocket.
Okay. Listen, it's been challenging, I know, the last several months. Are you glad to kind of put that all behind you and just focus about football? And what did you learn through all this?
You know, I learned a lot. You know, it's a lot. You know, you got to keep patience. You got to stay humble. It's a lot of things I learned. You know, I'm just ready to work.
Yeah, it's all football now from now.
Yes, sir.
And that must be very exciting for you.
Yeah, very exciting.
Okay, so, Jalen, you know, football up here in college is not the big deal. It's professional football. Down in Athens, it's all Bulldogs. You guys won two national championships. What was the vibe down there? What was the feeling down there of being so good in football and having the entire area just worship what you guys did?
You know, it was crazy. Our fan base at Georgia was really, like, awesome. You know, they came to every game, away, home game. It was sometimes a home game. It will have more fans than the home team will have fans. And just the support we had there, it was just a very awesome moment.
Did you feel pressure to win every week, to dominate every week, to blow teams out every week?
I just felt comfortable with the scheme we had every week and the players we had on the team, with everybody playing their role, that we could win that game.
What did you learn about what it takes to win a championship? What kind of chemistry? What kind of being, you know, selfless and sacrificing for the guy next to you?
Yeah, I learned, you know, you got to know each other why. You know, that was one thing we worked at Georgia, is one-on-one with a person that's not in your position and learning their why of why they're playing the game. If it got something to do with their family, their mom, their grandma, you know, and I think that just played a big impact on us winning.
How important is the culture? I know that at the press conference, you and Nolan made sure to point that out, how important it was to take care of your brother.
Yeah, it's very important. I feel like without chemistry with people in your position or everybody on the facility or whatever, and I just feel like it's all important.
Lastly here, Jalen, what kind of goals do you have? Do you set goals for your rookie season, for your NFL career?
Yeah, I got goals. My main goal, like, at the end of my career is be a Hall of Famer, and I know it's little steps in between there, so all the little steps are going to come in and get to my biggest goal.
Hall of Famer Jalen Carter. Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for joining me, man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations again, and welcome to Philadelphia.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you. And now Nolan Smith, who had a very strong relationship that he built in college with one of the draft picks from 2022 from the University of Georgia, linebacker N'Kobe Dean. The Eagles also, if you recall, using their first-round pick on defensive tackle Jordan Davis from Georgia. So it has been a Georgia-laden draft these last 2 years. The Eagles, it's not true, but peach cobbler on the menu at Lincoln Financial Field in 2023? Well, we'll have to see about that. What we know is that the Eagles are loading up on Georgia and Alabama and big school players. Nolan Smith, a big-time player, his entire football career, dating back to his days as a high schooler, went to IMG Academy, a five-star recruit. Now he's an Eagle, and we started our conversation talking about his relationship with Eagles linebacker N'Kobe Dean, a wonderful young man. Let's meet Eagles linebacker Nolan Smith. Nolan, congratulations. Welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for taking the time out with me here. What's it been like for you here this last day and a half? And actually, really, the whole draft, pre-draft process. Fun?
It's been fun. I talked to N'Kobe and Jordan a lot. N'Kobe's my guy, and it's just great to be a part of the Phillies organization.
How did you and N'Kobe become such good friends?
Oh, man, we were freshmen, and we both decided to do engineering, and me and him studied to about 2 o'clock in the morning and woke up the next day to 8 o'clock class. And we just did that our whole freshman year, and we came real close. We did some study halls, just me and him. And I just realized that he's kind of really like me.
Okay, so let's talk about the academics first. I thought you were going to be a mathematics. You were going into college as a mathematics major, right?
No, sir. So I went into college as a civil engineering major. And my credits, the STEM credits, only could have changed over to mathematics, and it was way easier than civil engineering.
Mathematics is easier than civil engineering?
Yes, it was a lot. Well, I only really couldn't pass the one class that I had to pass to get into engineering school. It killed me.
Yeah. So what is your brain? I mean, we'll get to the football here in a minute. What is your brain an expert in?
Math, numbers, analytics. I'm a big numbers person. Men and women lie, numbers don't.
Does that help you on the football field in some weird way?
Yes, sir. Just realizing that they did this formation again and again, and they doing only certain couple plays out of this formation, and a lot of offenses get into smoke and mirrors and screens to get in the same thing. So
that's crazy. I'm a word guy, so I numbers scared the life. I mean, how are you with words? Are you good with words? Because it's so hard to find people who are good with both.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm good with words. I feel like reading is knowledge. I mostly read to gain knowledge in my brain. Like I read my math textbook before I read freely on my own.
Who is this guy?
But, man, I'm a math major. This is something I love to do, numbers and just looking at stuff. I hope one day I want to work in the stock market and move my own money.
I got a couple guys for you to meet here. How was draft night? You look great. You had a lot of friends around you, a lot of loved ones. Were you sitting there going, that name's off the board? My name's coming up here. Like, optimistic feeling the whole way through?
I was just really ready for my name to be called and for an organization to believe in me, just like Philly did. And I'm just excited to be here. And I didn't really care when it was called, as long as my name was called and my mom was happy next to me crying.
Was she crying?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Did that make you cry?
No, it didn't make me cry because, as Coach Smart says, what's next?
Yeah, and then what's next is the Philadelphia Eagles here. You know, Nolan, when you play football, you seem to have so much joy on the football field. Describe what it's like to be on the field. What's going through your body, through your mind?
Man, it's just, I usually, every play, every snap, I get goosebumps, and I play my maximum potential every play, and just celebrate with my guys. I don't care if I made the play or somebody else made the play. I just like to go out there and celebrate and have fun. I'm just a fun person, and we work the best job ever.
When did you fall in love with football?
I've probably been playing football since I was 4, and that's when I fell in love with it. So I played 6 and under for 3 years, and it was just fun. I just loved it, and I fell in love since I was a little boy.
Tackle football back then, or did they have flag football back then?
No, that's why I tell kids now. It wasn't flag. Flag wasn't existed back then. We was putting on helmets at 4, 5, and 6, going out there and hitting somebody.
Why do you think you've been successful, Nolan? What do you really think the key to your success has been?
Man, hard work works, and that's what we figured out at Georgia. And long as you put in the work and take care of the small things, the big things will take care of themselves.
Is IMG a college feel? It's a college campusy kind of thing, right? Does it prepare you for the life of a collegiate experience?
Yeah, I'd say 100% IMG prepared me for the life for a collegiate athlete. Just from the way we went to class and we lifted every day. And even from, certain high school organizations or programs don't meet. And that's one thing that we did at IMG. We met as a group and as a staff and as just broke things down. So
did you feel like when you went to Georgia and everybody's a 4- and 5-star recruit that you would fit in right away? Or did you go, okay, I'm going to wait my turn? Or did you burst onto the scene?
I wouldn't say I said I was going to wait my turn, but, to be a great leader, you must be a great follower. And I followed after Azeez Ojulari, and that was one of my guys that still to this day I call. And he just, from pass rush to, man, how did I get to this class? And that was one of the guys that really helped me.
So you believe in mentors?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Were you a mentor when you got into the older years of your collegiate life?
Yes, sir. So that's what most people know me as, the mentor. But I was a follower and a great listener for all those years.
Right.
Yeah. So
you sound like Jalen Hurts. My gosh, I feel like I'm talking to Jalen Hurts here. have you ever met Jalen?
Yes, sir. So a lot of Bama guys and Georgia guys, we all hang out and get along because, you only really want to go to 2 schools.
There's a degree of maturity that, yeah, that's true. There's a degree of maturity that you have to be successful. You're now in a world of men. Do you think that having this natural maturity, that you seem to be a natural leader, that that's going to help you in the NFL?
Yes, sir. Just from far as decision-making skills and being my own person. And also, man, I have amazing guys in the locker room. N'Kobe, JD, and we also have, older guys, older vets, like a guy that I watched all my life, as in Cox. So,
why are you so good in the trenches? You're no offense, you're not the biggest guy. These are 290, 320-pound guys. So what is the key to success winning in the pass rush game? What is the key to warding off blockers and getting to the running back?
Quickness and hands, and really just, focusing. I work on my hands every day and perfecting my craft.
Have you ever been told that you're not big enough to make it
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, numerous of times. And I'll 100%, that's one thing that I try to play bigger than myself. You know, try to strike blocks harder, try to just be a little bit more aggressive than a lot of other people.
Is there a chip on your shoulder from somewhere along in your past?
I'd say yes, but it's my chip. It's no one else's chip that I put on, that no one else put that chip on my shoulder. I put it on myself. And just to really better myself and better my game and just not listen to outside noise and always try to be the complete best player I can be.
Have you always been like this, Nolan?
I say yes, sir.
Why? How? From your parents? Like, what? Where does it come from? Is it natural?
Well, my mom and just being in a hardworking family. Like, my grandparents are 65, and they still get up every day and work a 7 to 8.
So. Wow. And did your mom, she was cool with you playing football when you were 4 years old, tackling six-year-olds?
Yeah, she didn't like it at first. But then when she realized I can hang, and I got a little nickname called the Headhunter, and She felt like safe enough to let me continuously go out there.
Ever play offense?
Yeah, I play running back, but I really didn't like it. It wasn't my forte. It's just, I don't like being the nail. I like being the hammer. I like going to deliver. I don't like being like, yeah, so.
Yeah, you wanna hit?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about rookie year thoughts. Coming into, like, what do you want to accomplish right away here? What's the first of many steps going to be?
Well, one of the first many steps for me personally is just earn the trust of my teammates and build that connection. And I've seen that at Georgia, is that a guy push extra for you if you have a connection with him. And I feel like I can learn a lot from the older men, because that's something that I want to do in my life, far as being a father and playing football and my kids playing and seeing me play football.
What did N'Kobe and Jordan tell you about Philly, about life in the NFL? I will tell you that Jordan was watching your press conference, and he said, and we were like, hey, a year ago, that was you. And he goes, yeah, that went by fast. And somebody said, did it really? And he goes, well, long days, short year. Did they tell you that it goes by quickly, or that it's, you got to be patient?
They say it flies by. And we learned that at Georgia. Man, everything just flies by so fast. So we learned to just love the journey and love the passage of what getting there. Don't worry about the start or the end result. Just love the journey and what you get to do it every day.
Nolan, I imagine getting hurt last year, certainly there's a physical rehabilitation, but when something is taken away from you, you get reminded of how much you love the game of football. What was it like for you emotionally?
Man, you said it. You know, you never know how much you love something until it's taken away from you. Like, a lot of people say, oh, my car sucks. Until someone takes your car away, then you'd be like, man, I really do miss my sucky car. Like, and I tell people that every day in football. Like, you have the freshmen that come in there and be like, man, I don't want to work today. And I tell them, come on, don't think like that. Like, we get to work today. So I say, when I had that taken away from me, it just hurt a lot, just because I love the game. And I'm a person that, you know, since I was 4, that's all I did, is breathe, eat, play football. My mom always taught me God, family, football. And it just hurt. That's what I say.
How did you channel your competitiveness?
Man, I just challenged my competitiveness into my rehab. So every day I tried to do like at least 100 dumbbell curls. And at a certain point I couldn't even like do certain movements. And then next week I was doing the movements and they were like, man, you're progressing really fast. And I was just like, I just go home and rehab.
I feel like you're the guy who gets hurt and then says, nah, I'm okay. It's just a torn pec. I can still play through this.
I 100% tried. I did it for 8 plays until Coach Smart was like, is your arm okay? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. What do you mean? Like, you're not using it. And I was like, you never know. I was like, I thought I threw it out of the socket. And I tried to throw it back in there. And I say, well, it ain't going back in. So something must be wrong. And I say, I can't. We playing Florida.
Pre-draft, tell me about the visit to Philly. What was it like?
It was amazing. You know, you walk in here and sense the culture in this place, and that's all N'Kobe and Jordan talk about, that it's a place of a culture just like where we come from, as far as, you know, doing the right thing, holding you accountable. And then they say the fans are amazing, and they said it's just one of the most electrifying events ever when they just play in Philly.
Love it. Can't wait to get you here. Last one, for Eagles fans who may not know you on the football field, what kind of player can they see this year?
Man, a guy that's going to bring a lot of juice, energy, cheer, and of course I'm going to bring the fans into it, and they're just going to always see a guy that's happy with this big old smile.
Love it. Nolan, thank you so much, man. Yes, Nolan sir. Smith, thank you so much for joining me on the Eagles Insider Podcast, presented by Lincoln Financial Group.
And that will do it for this episode of the Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group. We've got more to get to, of course, in the future as the offseason marches on and we get to know these rookies just a little bit better and we kind of see how they fit into the equation in 2023. The Eagles, no, there's no rebuild here. The Eagles restocking this roster. What an exciting weekend it's been at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me for this Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group. I just want to say thank you to everyone here, Peter Kelly, Kira Mahoney, for all of their great work putting it together. Thanks to all of you for joining each and every week, each and every episode. I know how exciting this weekend has been for you inside the NovaCare Complex. Great excitement and the understanding that Philadelphia in this offseason really put things together, culminating with a banner NFL draft weekend. Enjoy, everyone. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro saying thanks for joining. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. Fly, Eagles, fly, and go Birds!
E-A-T!